From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition N. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Madison Alvarado.
Proposition N would create a fund to help police officers, firefighters, paramedics, sheriffs, nurses, and 911 dispatchers employed by the city pay off their student loan debt, with the goal of attracting new hires amid staffing shortages. Supervisor and mayoral candidate Asha Safai, who co-authored the measure, described dire staffing shortages among first responders during a Board of Supervisors meeting in July.
Our public safety and healthcare ecosystem are severely strained because of this. We need creative incentives to prevent a catastrophic breaking point and ensure that we can attract and retain excellent qualified candidates to serve our city's public safety ecosystem.
To qualify for loan forgiveness, first responders would need to start working for the city in 2025 or beyond and remain employed there for at least 3 consecutive years. The fund would pay off at most $25,000 per person. Proposition N doesn't have a funding mechanism. The mayor and board of supervisors could later decide to put money into the fund, or it could receive donations from private philanthropy. Once the fund gets $1 million, the city can start paying off debt. Proposition N is supported by several members of the board of supervisors, as well as Service Employees International Union Local 1021 and a number of other local unions representing first responders. The proposition's official opponent, Larry Marso, argued that Proposition N fails to address underlying issues that lead to student debt among first responders, like rising education costs and inadequate compensation. Prop N needs a simple majority to pass.
That's a brief take on Prop N from our friends at San Francisco Public Press.